This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 137 for Tuesday, November 12th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is falling back on Tuesday morning after hitting a three-month high on Friday as activity resumed following the Remembrance Day long weekend. Chicago soybean and Malaysian palm oil are seeing heavy declines, as well as European rapeseed. However, crude oil is higher after retreating on Monday due to weak Chinese demand and a strong U.S. dollar. The Canadian dollar is down more than one-tenth of a U.S. cent compared to Friday's close. The Bank of Canada did not post a closing exchange rate on Monday due to Remembrance Day. The January canola contract is down $17 per ton at $648.10. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat are all in the red. AgRural reported that 72% of Brazil's first corn crop was planted as of November 7th. Rains are expected for northeast Brazil next week, while conditions in the southern part of the country will be drier. Crop consultant Dr. Michael Cordonnier left his South American corn production estimates unchanged at 125 million tons for Brazil and 48 million tons for Argentina. Algeria purchased 160,000 tons of South American corn in a tender. The December corn contract is down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $4.29. The Northern Delta and Ohio Valley will see some rains this week, which would raise levels on the Mississippi River and facilitate barge transport. However, next week is set to be drier in the Delta and wetter in the Northern Plains and Central Midwest. AgRural said soybean planting in Brazil was 67% complete. Cordonnier left his South American soybean production estimates also unchanged at 165 million tons for Brazil and 57 million for Argentina. The Rosario Grain Exchange said recent showers will benefit growing conditions in Argentina, while upcoming dryness will aid in planting. The January soybean contract is down 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $10.13. The U.S. Department of Agriculture will release its weekly crop progress report later today, as recent rains in the southern plains were expected to improve conditions. France's Ag Ministry estimated its soft wheat crop at 25.6 million tons, up 200,000 from last month's estimate. Japan is seeking 114,403 tons of wheat in its weekly tender from Australia, Canada, and the U.S., with 58,046 tons coming from stateside. Jordan is tendering for 60,000 tons of optional orange and wheat. The December Chicago wheat contract is down 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.59. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.51. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.87. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Tuesday, November 12th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.